Elon Musk is doubling down on calling out the Trump administration's complete lack of transparency, and I want to double down as well. You know, Elon Musk was the first one to resurface this about a month ago when he was arguing with Trump about the deficit and the big ugly bill, but now this has snowballed into something larger than any of us could imagine, and it's literally due to Trump. Trump's handling of this has been so poor that every single time he talks about it, he digs himself into a deeper hole. For example, his new argument is essentially that his own MAGA base got duped, tricked, and they're idiots for believing in the quote-unquote Epstein hoax in the first place. Tim Pool points out, Trump is trying to nuke his base. And Elon Musk responds, he should just release the files and point out which part is the hoax. There are just so many different ways you can poke holes in Donald Trump's logic right now that it's almost not even funny. I mean, first of all, if the files don't exist, how did Obama write them? If Obama wrote them, that means there's probably bad stuff about you. If the people who believe this are idiots, then why did you guys campaign on this? I mean, we could do this all day. But the funny thing is, his own supporters are slowly becoming self-aware on this topic matter. For example, after he called his supporters stupid and foolish for calling the files to be released, Riley Gaines said on Twitter, "Was it stupid and foolish when he campaigned on releasing the files? Are Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Alina Haba all foolish and stupid for peddling this for the past 6 months? Why on earth is he doing this?" says one confused Trump supporter. Well, Matt Walsh begins to put it together more. So the Epstein files are a dumb hoax, and yet the attorney general who deliberately peddled this dumb hoax is doing a great job, won't be fired, and we should stop criticizing her. Someone make sense of this for me. I mean, you know it's bad when even the MAGA supporters are poking holes in Donald Trump's logic like it's a sponge, just hole after hole after hole. This one is a sentiment that I've been seeing a lot. After Donald Trump began to call his supporters stupid and foolish and saying they're falling for this, being duped, a lot of people are saying this. "I've been a loyal Trump supporter since 2016. I lost a job, friendships, been smeared online, doxxed, and press charges. I'm so sorry that happened to you for supporting the worst candidate ever." But he then says, "If Trump doesn't want my support because I care about the Epstein files, then I'm done. Bye." Or this Trump supporter who said, "I accept your terms, Mr. President. You don't want my support, it won't be given. I'm out." Man, they are mad. But this brings me back to Elon Musk, because Elon Musk made one key point that I think really shines a light on all of this. So it's not this one. James O'Keefe said, "With Epstein, there's either nothing else there or the revelations contained therein could bring down the entire government." Elon Musk says, "So many powerful people want that list suppressed." Yeah, like the powerful people that you helped gain power. Then, this reads, "Trump doubles down on calling Epstein a hoax while the Prime Minister of Bahrain is forced to sit there like, do I really have to be here?" Elon Musk says, "Wow, amazing that Epstein killed himself and that Ghislaine is in federal prison, all for a hoax. There is another way to poke a hole in this." And can I just point out the absurdity of the President of the United States trying to hold a diplomatic meeting with another world leader and the entire meeting getting derailed by Donald Trump's supposed pedophilia that he won't release the files over? There are more Elon Musk tweets, but when it comes to these files, Prediction Market Kalshi says, "Will Trump release any of the Epstein files this year?" And you can see the market's real-time reaction over the past few months. When Pam Bondi gave this announcement, the chance went from about 35% down to 13%. People had no faith. Then, after Pam Bondi told more lies, the percentage goes back up a little bit, but now it's dropping again as Donald Trump seems to be freaking out on the world stage. What about this one? "Who will leave their role in the Trump administration this year?" A lot of people thought it was Tulsi during the Iran debacle. Remember, Trump was kind of sidelining Tulsi, but jumping into the lead is Dan Bongino. Now a lot of people think Dan Bongino is likely to leave the Trump administration. He has the highest percentage chance at 40%. It's funny seeing the real-time reactions to events in these prediction markets. "Will Ghislaine Maxwell testify?" This one seems to be rather steady, seems to be low at 20%. I think it should actually be lower. I think the Trump administration would not let that happen. But to continue, Elon Musk then responds. Someone says, "If it's a fake, deliver the evidence that shows it's a fake. If the evidence was destroyed by the prior admin, tell us that and show us that. But this ain't it." And Elon Musk puts a bullseye. But this here is the Elon Musk post that I really wanted to break down. He basically blows a hole in Trump's entire political strategy over the past decade. He says this: the old one, admit nothing. Two, deny everything. And three, make counterclaims. But it won't work this time. We know this was taught to Trump by Roy Cohn, his lawyer in New York back in the 70s or 80s. Now, Donald Trump has carried these lessons from Roy Cohn all the way into the modern day, where he was using this tactic to deny the 2020 election. And this also proves something else to me. Elon Musk knew that Trump was a huge liar the whole time. Elon Musk himself knew that he was telling lies about election fraud, but he did it in order to follow the Trump playbook. Right here, he's admitting that he understands Trump lies. He admits nothing. He denies everything. He makes counterclaims. He'll say, the election was stolen. I'm never going to admit that I lost. I'm going to make counterclaims and say you stole it. And Elon Musk followed that framework into the depths of hell and has convinced a large majority of the Republicans that the election was stolen via Twitter. So again, Elon is actually making a very potent point about Trump's strategy with everything. You deny, you attack. Remember when that plane crashed over the Potomac? He immediately blamed it on Obama. He attacked, he denied, he blamed it on DEI. This is his entire strategy. But as I was reading this, I was like, wait a minute. So Elon Musk has been privy to the strategy this entire time, and he's only been acting dumb to persuade MAGA. I mean, honestly, Elon is dumb when it comes to politics, but he knows the strategy. He knows the game that he's playing, at least to some extent. Someone else says, if it's a fake, deliver the evidence and show that it's a fake. If the evidence was destroyed by the prior admin, tell us that and show us that. But this ain't it. Elon Musk puts a bullseye. He then responds to Matt Walsh, who said, yelling at me to stop talking about a subject is the number one way to make sure that I keep talking about the subject. It's true. I mean, why is Trump trying so hard to suppress this? What the hell did he and Epstein do that is so damn entrenched in these files? It makes you wonder. Elon says, if even a few of the very worst Epstein clients were to be prosecuted, that would be something. But zero? And that's the point that he's been trying to make over and over. He says, not a single Epstein client has been prosecuted. Not even one. And this is Matt Walsh responded to some random Trump supporter who said, okay, we can all agree that this case was shady from the get-go, and no doubt there were powerful people involved. So that's what I can never get an answer on. Like, she's saying, so why do we care? And Matt Walsh says, this is the attitude I can't understand. There's no doubt powerful people were involved with child sex trafficking, and yet you can't comprehend why some of us care about that and don't want to let it go? Really quickly, I can't believe I'm reading out Elon Musk and Matt Walsh tweets, and they sound like common sense. But Elon Musk and Matt Walsh are kind of just saying common sense things here. I mean, there's a line we can draw. We're not agreeing with MAGA because we agree with their fundamental core philosophy. We just happen to have stumbled into a new area where MAGA is like, wait a minute, this doesn't seem to jive with my common sense. And we're like, yeah, no duh. Here's what I think we should do. It is time to double down, triple down on asking for the truth, for transparency. I was going to say we should keep spreading the truth, and we will, but we don't even know the truth about this because this admin won't be transparent enough, isn't transparent enough for us to understand. So continue to spread the word, bring it up, ask people if they're hearing about this or what they think about it. Honestly, don't be obnoxious about it. Don't go out there and start screaming about Epstein or whatever, but ask people. If you have Trump coworkers, what do you think about this? Isn't this kind of weird? Continue to plant the seed. Argue with people online in a way that guides them towards our side. Hey, isn't this a bit weird? Maybe Trump's lying about other things. Let's continue to fight back. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.